Well, everyone, I hope you enjoy To The Money Hour, this week's edition of The Money Hour with Carmen and Vike.
Yeah, we had some good stuff there. Some indie alternative music off the computer in the beginning, and then a little bit vinyl, of course, at the end. We had the spin for you. We had Iggy Pop.
We had some Iggy Pop. We had Queen, Tie Your Mother Down. Elton John, and we just finished off right there. Yeah, with Iggy Pop, I Want to Be Your Dog. So
yeah, don't touch that dial. There's a great show coming on right now. Have a great Thursday. This is The Money Hour on WMFO Medford 91.5. Yeah, baby, we'll see you next week. Woohoo.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, my headphones sound weird. Anyway, hi. Welcome. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. This is not my show, by the way. My name is Jamie. I'm a DJ here at WMFO, and I am subbing for... One sec. I'm subbing for Chris for Strike the Box, a show that's been on WMFO for a long time, as I'm sure many of you listeners know. He was not able to make it in today, so I'm going to take the 12-1 spot. Yeah, what you just heard, that was a... Man, my headphones sound so weird. What is going on? I'm sorry, folks. Anyway, yeah, what you just heard, that was a Thom Yorke with the Eraser off of this album of the same name, The Eraser. It's his debut solo album, released in 2006, I want to say. Yeah, it's a fantastic, I wouldn't say minimalist, but it's like an experimental electronic album, and it's very good. I've been getting very into it. And if you like what you just heard, I would highly recommend going and checking it out. Also checking out his newest solo release, Tomorrow's Modern Boxes, which was put out a year ago, released exclusively through BitTorrent, I think, which is kind of interesting. It's a pretty, I don't think that's ever been done before, at least not for someone from someone as big as Thom Yorke, the frontman of Radiohead. But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna be filling in the hour, playing some tunes, probably just a lot of more recent tunes, I guess. Might just gave away the second one there, but that's okay. We're gonna get right into it, but first, the Museum of Science presents Animals, Machines in Motion. Discover the marvels of natural engineering at the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit at the Museum of Science. Explore how a variety of living and extinct species, from microbes and trees to fish and mammals, have evolved to live on Earth. See how humans draw upon the adaptations of living and extinct species for modern innovations such as prosthetic limbs. This interactive experience features digital media, scientific models, and real specimens, including a giraffe's heart. I didn't misspeak, a giraffe's heart. You can also come face-to-face with a live, life-size cast of T-Rex Sue, the largest and most complete T-Rex ever discovered. For more information about the Animals, Machines, in Motion exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Man, I always like reading those Museum of Science PSAs. It's cool. I don't have a radio show this semester, but I've been coming in like every once or twice a month to sub just to get my radio fix. And it's cool because there's a lot of the time there's a new PSA from the Museum of Science. I think it's really cool. I went there all the time when I was younger. Great. Well, without further ado, we're going to get into some tunes. Here is Buke and Gase.
Thank you. Even if I could have kissed
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jamie. Welcome back. I guess you were always here if you were listening to that. That was Sufjan Stevens with Too Much off of his 2010 release, Age of Odds. A really epic album, really epic piece from a very epic album. A lot of lengthy songs in there, including a 25-minute closer, which is very good. I highly recommend checking out Sufjan if you somehow haven't heard of him before, because he has a really diverse discography, and he traverses a lot of genres with his music, and it's really incredible what he's able to do. Also, he's like 40 years old, but he looks like he's 23, which is not fair. He aged extremely well, and I'm not ashamed to say that. Let's see, before that, we got Wilco with Camera with a K off of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, a classic album which I've been getting into recently. I'm often behind on a lot of, I don't know, it took me a while to get into Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, which is considered by many to be Wilco's magnum opus. And there's that whole issue surrounding its release they went on to None, they released on None Such. I forget what the record company was that they'd fought with. Again, fantastic album. I recommend if somehow you haven't heard it yet. And then finally, before that, this band called Buke and Gase. The song is called Medicina. Buke and Gase, a lesser known group, but it's actually two people who make their own instruments. One is like a kind of like a guitar ukulele hybrid that's electric, which I think is the Buke, and the Gase is like a kind of a bass / guitar hybrid. It's not a bass guitar, but I think it's like a six string instrument. But with like it sort of serves as like the bass but also as the guitar element. It's really cool. The music they make is awesome. They play like the percussion with their feet when they perform live. It's so cool. And their music is really excellent. It's amazing how much sound they can make with only two people, with such limited resources. It's fantastic. Anyway, get right back into it with some more music. By the way, I'm Jamie. This is not Strike the Box. This is Jamie. I'm subbing. Chris cannot make it today, but we're going to keep chugging along. Here's Cloud Nothings.
Oh, Thank you.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Wowza. That was Car Seat Headrest with Vincent. I think the second most recent single they've dropped from, or he's dropped, I guess the band, from the new album, Teens of Denial, follow-up to 2015's Teens of Style. Car Seat Headrest started as a one-man project by, I forget his name, but it started by, it's this pretty well-known project on, at least as far as, you know, indie music goes, well-known on Bandcamp. This guy started on Bandcamp, which is a web service where that allows people to post music, post their own music, original music, and then name their price, I guess, or I guess a minimum price, and then people go and buy it, and it's cool. It's a good service. I've used it a couple times. Vincent was the name of the song again. Really, really great cut. Before that, The Strokes were Taken for a Fool off of Angles, and finally before that, Cloud Nothings with Fallen off of Attack on Memory from 2012. All right, before I continue with the music stuff, I just wanna do a quick plug real quick. Tonight at the Knicks Comedy Stop, which is underneath the Wilbur Theater in Boston, there's going to be a comedy competition hosted by Knicks Comedy Stop called Boston's Funniest College Kid. Tonight is the final round. I'm in it, and so are like 10 other really funny comedians, two of whom are other Tufts comedians, Brad Frizzell and Luke Hanley. And it's going to be a really fantastic show. I hope you can come out if you can. Tickets are $5, but they're half price with a student ID. So yeah, come out and support live comedy. Is what I'm saying. I guess, you know, death is fast approaching. So laugh while you can. You know.
Nine, 10, 8, 10.
91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Jamie. You've just been listening to an hour of me subbing, my subbing for Stripe the Box. That, real quick, last three tracks. That last one was Beautiful Blue Sky by Odd off their newest album, Sun Coming Down. Great record. Before that, Everything Everything with Regret off of their newest album, Get to Heaven, also out last year. And before that, finally, Sid Arthur, which is a band I saw open for Yes when I saw Yes live. And they're super good. Yes was super good, but also this band called Sid Arthur, spelled S-Y-D space A-R-T-H-U-R, like a name. Really good band. Recommend them. They're not that well known, and I think they deserve more attention. Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys with some new Weezer. I hope you enjoyed. Stay tuned. Keep right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm Jamie, and I'm out.